Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Sunday papers. Papers, papers. Sunday, Sunday. Papers.
Frank Fitzsimmons.
3, 2, 1.
Read all about it.
Going,
read
man.
All about it in the San Francisco Chronicle. That's where I am right now, baby. What? San,
you're in the
Fran.
Chronicle? Yeah, you fixed your hotel. What are you doing? You're using a hotspot, buddy?
Using the hotspot. I think the earthquake must have knocked out the wiring in the hotel. I was here for the earthquake. 7.0.
Oh, I didn't even think to ask. Did the city feel it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
City I didn't
felt
know.
It. Yeah. And then there was a tsunami alert for an hour that I was here where they were like, and you know San Francisco, like I'm down
a
by
lot
the
of Asian people. That's why they called it.
Right. Why?
Yeah. Tsunami. Run uphill, buddy.
Oh,
run uphill. Like
yeah.
The animals.
Yeah. Because I'm in a low lying area and I was like, it was pretty crazy.
I think, you know, I don't know what I'm talking about, but all right. So behind, you know, I live in a tsunami zone. It's weird to think in LA because we have barrier islands that they say will do most of the protecting. But, anyway, behind my house is a pretty big hill, like to get over to Lincoln. And I'd say it's 4 stories, because when I come over the hill, I compare myself to, like, it's way taller, like, than my building. And I was just wondering, and I'm envisioning, like, you know, all my memories of the footage of the tsunamis. I wonder how high you have to go, because the water is just seeking its own level. You know what I mean? Like, in other words, it will go down to the canals and everything before it climbs a hill here.
Yeah, I don't think you have to go that high, but I also heard it's a misnomer. I heard we're actually not in a tsunami zone. I think they thought we were, but now they're saying less so. So I wouldn't worry about it.
In San Francisco?
No, in the west side of L.A.
They made them build the 90 freeway, which for people that don't know, there is a 90 freeway that goes out of Marina del Rey. It's my favorite. The story I used to tell is Rabi used to get his car wash when he was starting out in Hollywood and he was poor. And instead of buying the service where they dry it, he would just do a self-wash. And then he would go 90 miles an hour on the 90 to dry his car. There's never traffic. So it goes out of Marina del Rey. It's called the tsunami evacuation route. And then the freeway ends 3 miles later, like over by Sepulveda.
No, it's great. It's a great place to speed. When I first got my Mustang, I went on it. I just lit it up, got it to 120.
Oh, jeez.
So I'm in San Francisco. I did 15,000 steps yesterday.
Whoa.
And 6,000 of those were over people's bodies.
It's that bad?
It's bad. Yeah, it's
bad. Is Union Square gone?
That's where I was yesterday. I walked down there because somebody told me about this restaurant. Our agent, David Raphael, who we love, told me about this agent, Burma Health or something, and it's this Asian restaurant. So I walked there, and I was shocked, but not as aggressive. It depends. They say in San Francisco, the homeless really change in each neighborhood. Like, I have a couple friends that came out last night that are homosexuals, and they live in the Castro, which is the gay neighborhood. And they're like, yeah, they're around during the day, not at night. I don't know what that means. And then if you go to, like, the Tenderloin,
Reverse vampires.
Fucking mace. Tenderloin is like you they are in your face.
Yeah.
And then Market Square is like they're around, but they're doing a lot. Like, there's a lot of people like looking out. Like, there's a lot of shoplifting. There's a lot of purse snatching. Yeah, it's pretty wild. And then there's a ton of those Waymo cars.
I know, yeah. It's
like, they're
everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, they're ever. I got in one yesterday, and it was just so weird to be jerking off in somebody else's car, you know?
I was going to say, yeah. Did it automatically hand back tissues? Like, does it read?
It did, yeah. It's very, it's very
Is there any
caring.
Communication? I'm not joking. Does the car talk like you're here?
No, I didn't take it. I just wanted to make that joke.
Oh, I wonder when you're in it, can you say, can you go a little slower? I'm scared, or whatever it is.
I saw these kids getting out of it one day in LA, and I said to them, how was it? And they go, and they were like 14 years old, which I didn't know you could just take an Uber at 14. And they're like, it was, dude, it was filled with pot smoke when we got in.
Oh, I wonder if the car knows that. Yeah.
I wonder if you get flagged for that, you know?
I took, when I was visiting my dad last week in Florida for Thanksgiving, so I took an Uber to Fort Lauderdale, which is an hour south, and I'm in it, and I know a lot of people know this, but it was a Tesla. The map, one of the maps is, it so accurately scans every single car that's around you, from a truck to a pickup truck to a coupe to a four-door. Every car, including opposite way traffic, every car is scanned.
How do you know?
What
do you
mean? You see it.
Really?
It has like drawings. At least that's the setting she had on. It had also, I felt better, a female cab driver, but I was like, you know, hopefully it's autopilot. It had scans of all the vehicles 360 around us.
How long is it going to be until we are given tickets by automated cameras on the highway?
Well, they're not allowed, right? I mean,
well, they're not allowed, but who knows? That kind of shit changes. I know that the insurance companies are doing this really tricky thing where they go, let us monitor your driving. And if you drive well and you don't stop suddenly or speed, we'll give you a break on your insurance. But what they're really saying is, if you do speed or brake suddenly, we're going to drop you. And a lot of people have been dropped after signing up for that. Or they jack their insurance rates by like triple because they don't like the way they're driving. Yeah.
Yeah, insurance companies are trying to get out of things. Oh, boy, do we talk about insurance in our first story.
Oh, good tease. We're going to get to that. Also in San Francisco, I was, you know, I sell my pins after the show.
Yeah,
and I say goodnight to people. Right. And a woman in the front row I was talking to was telling me that she's into kinky sex. And she was kind of hot. She was like 50, but she was still hot. So after the show, she wants to take a picture with me. So she puts her arm around me and she jams her tit right against me. She was being very flirty. Jams her tit against me and then proceeds to lick my entire face, like the whole side of my face. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
As you didn't move and allowed her to lick the entire side of your face.
Well, I don't know. You got to give a woman a shot. But I mean, like, in all seriousness, like, how do you expect me to greet the public and lick my face? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, especially since you probably had just eaten ass.
I didn't even think of that. She was covered in cum and ass.
Oh, the algorithm.
Oh,
the sweet, sweet science of the algorithm.
Oh, Jesus.
You just lost it all.
Speaking of selling shit, the t-shirts are flying off the shelf, but the beautiful thing is there's no inventory. They get made the day they're ordered, and they go out in the mail that day.
Oh, it's like fresh baked bread. I mean, we're fresh for you guys.
We're like Tom Papa. We will be selling them. I think next week I don't know how many we sold this week, but a lot. But get them in. For the holidays, it says Sunday Papers on it. There's another one that says Take It Ish. And then there's another one that says something else. But if you go to fitsdog.com, you can order them in different colors and sizes.
And I'm not mailing them. I'm not mailing them out. I'm not licking the stamps. I'm not licking your face.
Buy it as
koozies,
a gift.
I'm catching up on koozies today, I'll tell you that
if
right
you
now.
Get
I am a
koozie.
Little overdue.
Koozies as well. You can send those out for the holidays.
Yes.
Again, fitsdog.com. It's all right there. Also, my dad sent
me pears. You know, Harry and David.
Yeah,
that's a big holiday thing. So he sent those up before Thanksgiving. Have you ever craved a pear?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Well, my whole premise is I don't think people crave pears. It's like it's a good idea. If you see a pear, you'll be like, oh, a pear. I guess I could have a pear. But no one is ever like driving and like, oh man, I could really go for a pear.
When pears are in season and ripe, there is no fruit experience as it's like candy. It's so
I'm talking
fucking
to the wrong guy. All right, okay. You know what? I'm craving a pear now. I think our listeners are also.
It sounds like
I can make a cocktail. Oh, I'm gonna make pear juice. I like that in a martini.
It sounds like a porn site craving a pear.
Yeah.
And then
nice pear.
And then so last week I gave a shout out that I needed an editor to make. I don't know if I did it on my podcast or on this one. I need to cut up my special and put clips online. So I said I needed an editor, and I got hundreds of people. I guess we have a lot of editors that listen to the show.
Well, a lot of people can edit now. It's like a lot of people can do Photoshop.
Yeah, and so I was very touched. I appreciate the outpouring. I did find somebody, so you don't have to send it anymore. And here's how I found somebody: Mike Gibbons, who started out as an editor in this business.
Not really. No, I can't. By the way, I was very crude. I was 3/4 to 3/4 deck. That's what you're referring to.
Here's how I picked somebody. Out of all those people, one person went
sent
to my
a picture
special.
Of their feet.
Sent a picture of their feet. They edited together my face, licking them like a face. Yeah. And they edited a video clip from my special. One person out of all people sent resumes. They tried
initiative.
It was a little initiative, and I go, that's the person. That's
can you tell me how old this? Can you give me some demographic info on this person?
Female, probably 40.
I love that it was a female.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought it was. Maybe you said her already, but I literally was thinking female.
Yeah.
Some of the best editors in the world.
Melody.
Maybe even disproportionately are women. I mean, golly, I'm forgetting her name, but is it Ruth? Scorsese's famous. I mean, she did Raging Bull. Oh, God, man, it's going to bug me. And she deserves a name drop. It's like an old school name, I think. Anyway, go ahead.
That's it. Listen, we don't have a lot of time because just full disclosure to you guys, we are
Thelma. I told you it was an old school name, Thelma.
Thelma, I like that.
Oh, my God. Have you ever slowed down Raging Bull? You know, there's cuts that make no logical sense or chronological sense, but it's feeling. And that's what I hope she won an Oscar for. That I'm going to go check that now. But it was all feeling. So because I've gone frame by frame in the fight scenes, and it's outrageous.
Really?
Oh, my God. No, it would be boom, boom. And then a shot that she put in because it felt like an artist. It felt like you needed it, but it wasn't like continuous, like continuity was not the issue or anything. Okay,
well,
she has 3 Academy Awards.
Wow.
Yeah. Departed, Aviator, Raging Bull.
I mean, if you think about any art, you think about painting. Like, I just went to LACMA with my mom. And, you know, you look at a Picasso or even like a Degas. The brush strokes, like, it's one of those things you got to learn the rules to break them. Like, the paint strokes are, you know, the shading and the balance and everything is beautiful. And then there's a stroke that... that's where the genius is. It doesn't make sense. It's counter to the logic of the painting. And it's the same thing with music, you know, like a little drum fill or something that just goes counter. That's what sets it apart.
Yeah, that like sort of learning everything and breaking the rules, but also like just not thinking is like a huge goal. I told you my great friend Joe Tinetti, he was unfortunately kicked out of eighth grade when I was at Hackley with your sister and maybe your brother that
My
that
brother
time.
Got kicked out of Hackley as well.
Yeah, first they kicked out my friends, then I was encouraged to leave. That's how I'll phrase it. And so he was an artist. He's studying on 8th Street in, I think it's 8th Street off 5th Avenue. They're the famous school. And
the new school? Came,
what?
The new school for social research?
No. Like legendary painters. Wow, I'm going to look up a lot today. Anyway, he came by my apartment living in that shitty walk up on Sullivan Street. And I had an old painting that on a canvas that my sister Laura made like when she was four or five. Like it was, you know, just the crudest thing ever. But the painting, like you could see a house and like a chimney maybe. And then there were two sons and that just blew Joe's mind. He's like, two sons? Why not?
Yeah.
Why not two sons?
All right.
And he just loved it.
It is amazing. I have a couple pieces of my daughter's art on the wall. My daughter has a real gift with art. And we have a couple of her paintings on the wall. And like the balance of colors to each other, the complementary colors. She didn't know blue and orange were complementary. And she had them, the face, you know, some people just have a gift. It's amazing.
New York Studio School.
Okay. Logo this week comes from...
You're impressed.
Oh, God, I don't even know who did it this week. You know why? Because it's a Christmas logo that was done years ago. I have a file. Are you even aware, Mike, of the work I put into this show? I have a folder with Christmas logos in it.
You did a ton this week.
I did a lot this week. And so this is, I guess, is that the Backstreet Boys or is that NSYNC? Can you look up for your phone occasionally during the podcast?
No, I'm looking up New York's, the New York Studio School.
Yeah, whatever.
Alumni. Go ahead. What do you want me to look up?
Look at the logo. Who is that? Is that Backstreet Boys or NSYNC?
I don't care. You're asking me?
Yeah, I don't care.
I hope it's on One Direction. Otherwise, I would, I'd watch out for your hotel balcony, Pally.
The song, Matt Turfey did this week's song, and you likened it to who?
You know, a little Paul's Boutique vibes from Beastie Boys,
check it out.
That's not, here come the corrections. That's not Paul's Boutique.
Oh,
let's
is
check
that,
your head.
Oh, all right. Paul's Boutique.
And it's
was
what you want.
Sounds of Science. It's
what
sounds
of science?
Of science. Sounds of Science.
I wonder what that'll do to the algorithm. The good news is they will not ding us for copyright because that was unrecognizable.
The corrections this week, we got Lars Eric said, y'all said that the guy that says you're dead to Lyota in Goodfellas is the Cali Reyes greeter Johnny. However, that role was played by legendary retired New York City detective, friend of Imus, and original Reyes fixture, Bob Deedle.
Wow. Look at this guy.
All right, maybe I had the role wrong. And then Ray Jepsen said, I'm an ASU grad along with the dearly missed Stephen Brody Stevens. I'm biased, but I do believe ASU has a higher reputation than University of Arizona. ASU has about twice the student body. Because Phoenix has a much larger economy than Tucson, ASU's programs tend to be more supported by businesses, get more publicity. ASU has five baseball championships versus four for Arizona. Finally, Mike said that the stadium held 100,000 people. The capacity is 53,000.
I don't think I said 100,000. I think maybe you did.
It's possible I did. But I'd say 50,000 were on the field on that game.
Okay, Rabi, I thought you might have been on this chain. Rabi is at, do you know this place nearby that replicates the feel? It's video screens that you're in the stadium.
No.
They do a lot of soccer matches. Oh, really? So this is it. I'll show it to you. But he's watching the ASU game right now. They're winning.
That's a screen? That's not the game?
That is a room with screens in it.
Wow.
They're popping up all over the place. But they're such idiots. So we went on a tear making fun. First of all, there was this hot mom. You would have loved this.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
They're raising a kid above their heads. And, of course, I'm like, yeah, they do 30 of them. I'm like, that's a pretty high number for ASU to get to. And I'm like, I go, why can't this group count votes? And we just crap all over ASU like crazy. They're all hammered there. I'm like, it's just like ASU. Everyone's shit-faced and hot girls have young babies.
I like it.
Yeah.
And then tour dates coming
up.
Wait, did we do the ads yet? I think my tour dates come first. Cleveland, Hilarities in Cleveland, December 13th and 14th. Come on out. One of my favorite clubs in the country. Also great restaurants.
Oh,
Janesville, Wisconsin, January 17th and 18th. Nyack, New York at Levity Live, January 23rd and 24th. Then I'm coming to Raleigh, Milwaukee, Vegas, Fontana, Atlanta, Hamilton, Ontario, Toronto, Pittsburgh, Boston. Just announced April 4th and 5th. Your daughter will have to come out.
I love it.
Tampa,
in April.
La Jolla.
Perfect.
So maybe you come in for that one. It's my birthday.
Oh, I know, the 5th. Come on, man.
Yep, you know that.
I know that.
Support for Sunday Papers comes from Fabric. You know, the thing about term life insurance is...
Tell me.
It's legalized gambling. You sit down with the company and you go, I bet I die. And they go, we bet you don't die. And the thing is, you don't want to win that bet, but you also don't want to lose that bet by not taking that bet. So get yourself some life insurance.
Are these the talking points? What just happened? Oh, no.
I'm just saying that this is the house, and the house sometimes is your friend. If you're relying on your income for your child's life, I'm talking college, I'm talking braces, I'm talking, how about a roof over their head? I mean, depending on if your significant other works, you need to take care of the future. So do it with term life insurance policy from Fabric. They can help give you peace of mind. Fabric by Gerber Life is term life insurance you can get done right here, right now. You can be covered right from your couch in
it's
under 10
online.
Minutes. No health exam required. So if you're young and healthy, do it now where the rates are extremely low. I'm talking like, hold on, I got to find out how much it is.
It's on your schedule. You apply when it's convenient for you. No risk. 30-day money back guarantee, and you can cancel anytime.
Cancel any time. That's the thing.
It was designed by parents. How about that? For parents. And now they've partnered with Gerber Life, trusted by millions of families like yours for over 50 years.
Join the thousands of parents who trust Fabric to help protect their family. Apply today in just minutes at meetfabric.com/papers. That's meet, fabric.com/papers. meetfabric.com/papers. Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company. Not available in certain states. Prices subject to underwriting and health questions.
Let me tell you something about not gambling. You're not going to gamble when you use
comes
game
from,
time.
You got to say sports comes from game time. Support comes from game time.
There
people.
We go.
All right.
Look at this. I go on the LA app. I'm on Discover. This must be a big game. It's the MLS Cup Final, New York Red Bulls at LA something or other.
Oh, my God. That's huge. The New York and the LA team are in the finals?
It's today at 1 o'clock, which is in 4 minutes. It's still $231, but you know Game Time has the lowest price. So can you imagine what those tickets are going for?
You can even get Game Time tickets after the game begins.
Yes,
when things
that's my
go
move.
Down. Right.
Yeah, with the warm up and everything.
Yeah.
What's Kylie Minogue at? She's still going. Oh man, that's for May. But here we go. Buccaneers at Chargers, $42. Want to know a nice little thing? They have a category events under $50.
Oh,
they're talking
I
my
like
language.
That wow! And they also have Game Time picks. It makes it makes getting tickets for your event even easier. It filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats, so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets.
Morrissey. You want to compete with all the morose Latinos and Latinas that go to Morrissey? Here he is on the app. He is, oh, it's kind of near New Year's. It's 12/28, December 28th. And then tomorrow, last one I'll talk about, Bills at Rams. Come on, man.
Wow.
The Bills are elite.
That's going to be a great $104 game.
And it's
what time
go
is that
down.
Game, by the way?
Huh?
What time is that game?
That game is at 1:25 in the PM.
By the way, the process is so easy. You do this, you have fun, you search around, and then when it's time, it's a couple of taps. You don't have to print. You don't have to download. It's just on the app, and you get right through with it. It's a piece of cake, and you can see what it costs right up front. So low cost. It's got the low price guarantee. If you find a lower price, they'll give you 100-something%. Anyway,
110%, Greg, 110.
Take
the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code PAPERS for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code PAPERS for $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it?
Game time.
There it is.
All right, you got something to crinkle?
Here we go.
Oh,
assassinations. Go for it.
All right. This is obviously the story we're going to cover this. Oh, you know what story we didn't put in here that maybe
what?
We'll just riff on? We forgot to mention that Biden pardoned his son.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I mean, should we just talk about that right up front? That was.
Yeah, sure.
He flat out bald faced for months said he was not going to pardon his son. And then he just came out and went, yeah, I'm going to pardon my son. I mean, and the thing is, like, if you're just a guy who maybe you're like a union boss and your son is late to work a lot and he's going to get fired, and then you quietly on a Friday after work just reinstate him. All right, some people are going to bitch, but you're not the president of the United States doing it in front of the entire world.
I know. I don't. You know what? I haven't, and it's not an excuse. You righties out there who I can tell are getting furious. I'm working on a New Year's show, the Jeff Ross thing, Roasting the Year, and we've steered clear of politics. So I've been looking for all these stories that are not politics. So I don't even know the latest on Trump's cabinet picks. I don't. And I do want to go back and read, like, what did the New York Times say about this part? And I mean, they had to be very critical, I assume.
Yeah, they were. And, you know, even a lot of Democrats have spoken out against it. But,
oh, yeah,
you know, it was just something that at the end of the day, you think about your legacy and you think about the years that Biden has put into the Senate and as vice president, and that he was an honorable guy. I mean, has he gone back on a couple of things? He said yes, but he's been in business for 50 fucking years. But in general, he was known as a guy who stood by his word. And I think that this is going to really hurt his legacy. And that's kind of the point that they made.
Yeah.
But what would you do? What would you do?
Well, you know what happens is the bar's been so, like, lowered. You know what I'm impressed with? I'm impressed the Democrats didn't play around with the Supreme Court, you know, because they could just add seats. And Biden could have tried to load it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
When he had the power to do so. So in a way, I'm glad that didn't happen. But everything, as we know, and this isn't like even just singling Trump out, but like everything, the bar has been lowered on sort of decency.
No, but that's the point. The Democrats are supposed to be the party that is decent and that is honorable. And he kind of...
I don't know. I think Clinton put a couple of dings in that, you know?
Well, I'm not saying that I think they Obama, are honorable. I'm saying that that's what they want to project. I'm by no means saying that they are.
I think Obama was very dignified and everything. And, you know, people who are like saying, oh, my God, don't you know? Here's the baseline, okay? All United States presidents are killers. They kill hundreds of thousands of people on the regular.
Yeah.
That we're number one. Trust me, there is a wake of destruction behind us. They all kill. They also all lie. So that's your baseline.
Yeah.
Now, what above that? Like, what is right in your face? And I think Obama was actually pretty dignified, I have to say. Clinton, definitely not. And even though I like Clinton's policies a lot.
To your point, Obama was the guy that really jacked up the drone strikes. I mean, he killed hundreds
they're killers.
Of people.
Every U.S. president.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Trust me, we're not number one. We don't stay number one for no reason.
Right, right.
I mean, we treat the Mideast. I mean, please. It was the easiest thing in the world to see why 9/11 happened.
Well, all right, let's not go there. All right, so let's go to... this shooting, there was a, obviously everybody knows about this, UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, who was killed on a busy Midtown Manhattan street in an early morning attack.
Is crazy, man.
Words were written on the ammunition. The guy was smiling in a photo. I mean, this is a big news story. He had a burner cell. He was a pretty good, this was like a pro hit. Other than the guy lowering his mask at one point because I guess he was flirting with the woman at the Airbnb he stayed at or something.
People thought that might have been intentional and that he had already disguised himself. I mean, you have to put on the disguise the second your eyes. There's a great line in Body Heat, which is a fantastic movie. This is, keep in mind, way before the internet and cell phones. And a guy goes to him in prison and goes, there are 50 ways to screw up a murder. And if you're a genius, you can think of 25, and you're no genius. The amount, especially today, with everything tracking you, phones on multiple phones per city block, there are so many ways not to get away with this thing. And he had to, the second his eyes opened, before he turned on a light, should have been in disguise.
Well, the only clue they have is there's a smudged fingerprint from a water bottle, which can't get them much. Maybe some DNA. But other than that, burner phone and got on. They think he got on a train out of the city. Probably used cash. They have no idea where he is. They've got a picture that, like you said, may not even be his real face. He may have, you know, put a fucking nose on himself. I don't know. But the bullets that were fired had the word depose, delay, and what was the other word? Deny, delay, and defend, which apparently are famous words that the insurance companies use to get out of paying claimants.
They are an absolute despicable company who has caused so many unnecessary deaths.
Yes. Does this justify shooting that guy? Yes. I hope they get them all. Get the guy from Kaiser, get the guy from fucking Blue Shield. Insurance companies are, I pay $50,000 a year in health coverage and I barely use it. And these guys are making record 10, 20, 30. Last year, United Healthcare made $16 billion in profit. Do you know what $16 billion is? And this guy, he walked away with a $10 million salary. It's unconscionable what these companies are getting away with. And guess what? If they come in now and they start getting away with oversight offices in the government, this shit's gonna get worse.
What was the health insurance movie that sickened you? And I think it was based on was Travolta in it?
Oh, right.
I'm looking it up now. But a civil action.
A Sevelix, right, right. But apparently, and the really bad part is the CEO, he was not covered for shots. So...
Well, I've been obsessed with the comment section. So they had footage online, and it was him riding his bicycle on the Upper West Side, I guess after the shooting or whatever. First comment, who? Then I didn't see nothing. There are so many. Then there's one. There goes my hero. He's a hero, a true patriot. The bicyclist in the video does not have... Anyway, it's so crazy.
Dude, this is where the revolution begins. I mean, when you push people hard enough and you take enough of their fucking money, they start... This is how violent overthrows of the government. But in this case, our government is corporations. It's not politicians. It's corporations. And people are going to start coming for them.
No, it's so crazy. Here's other comments. Oh, my God, this is horrible. Thoughts and prayers for him and his family. I'm sure his family is scared of their loved one who's on the run right now. Hope he gets away safe. Dickie said that one to me. Sorry, empathy is out of network.
Yeah.
Thoughts and deductibles for the family. Unfortunately, my prayers are out of network. I mean, it's... Listen. Here's my naive hope, is that this is unbelievably shocking. It's unacceptable also. And because it's so insane and unacceptable, maybe someone, and this is, I told you it's naive, maybe someone like RFK Jr., who is dying to make a name for himself and claims to be anti-big pharma and corporations, what if he took the reins and just dismantled the current system we have?
Yeah, right.
Because when they go up in front of Congress, it doesn't matter. Even if a congressman rips them a total new one, which they're being investigated already. Even if they rip them a new one, it lasts like 3 days. It's kind of like when Facebook and the other social media companies go in there and they rope-a-dope. And then they leave, and it looks like they were beat up, and they're just counting their money on the way out.
They do so much lobbying and commercial campaigns that the American public keeps voting against single payer. It would help 90% of the people in this country to have single payer and have the government run healthcare. I know government does a bad job at things, but worse than this?
I found this thing that said that the current ratio of the, this is the United Healthcare, they put out the story. So this is even on their site. And the current ratio of laugh reacts to sympathetic reacts on their post is 77,000 laughs to 6,000 sympathetic. And it keeps trending even worse.
Wow. Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, in a related story, an insurance company is halting its plan to limit the amount of time it would cover anesthesia used in surgeries and procedures. Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield said on Thursday, that's the company that insures me for $50,000 a year.
Oh, my God.
So they basically, they're claiming that this was misunderstood, but they also backed down because there's so much blowback on it. The doctors were saying, like, we can't do these procedures if we don't have extended times in some cases. So, the last thing you want to hear before they slice open your abdomen is, okay, we really got to hustle on this one.
Yeah. Well, listen, I've been put under, I had the two hip surgeries, I had Achilles surgery, and they're always like, all right, so start counting down from 10. And you're like, you dig in. You know what I mean? You're like, I'm going to make it to zero. And you never even remember them asking you to get started. Now it's going to be like, all right, listen, start at 3. Hurry. Listen, don't worry. If you wake up, we just got these new bullet casings. And you can bite on those. You can bite the bullet casings. That'll help.
Oh, my God. All right. Here's the big story everybody's waiting for.
Haley Welch.
Haley Welch, a 22-year-old who rose to fame this summer for her viral Huck Tua TikTok video, is coming under fire for what many view as a disastrous launch of her cryptocurrency. Her agents have got to be the most sleazy bottom feeder. In Welsh's latest career move since achieving celebrity status, she attempted to launch her own so-called meme coin, a form of cryptocurrency created as a form of entertainment. But shortly after, a team of advisors launched $Hawk on the blockchain platform Solana, its value almost immediately plummeted. Investors in the currency have filed complaints with the SEC, alleging what took place could have been known as a rug pull when developers hype up a crypto project to inflate the value only to profit on it before it tanks and they walk away.
You know, like Wall Street.
Right. So basically the stock was flaccid and then it quickly rose. There was a lot of excitement and then there was no interest in it and it collapsed. Classic hawk tour.
The hawk tour is to get to a peak as soon as you can. I mean, that's the whole model.
That's right.
It's to speed up the process.
Yes, and then lose interest.
Yeah, and then there's zero interest in it immediately afterwards.
Right.
So here's the inside little thing is, so we were speaking to her this week. So by we, I mean Jeff Ross and the show we're doing, Roasting the Year. She is signed on to be a guest.
Of course she is.
And Jeff did her podcast, which is called Talk Tua. It's one of the highest rated podcasts, by the way. And she was in LA and he did the podcast this week. It hasn't come out yet. And promoting the show and that she's going to be there. And then she was supposed to come into the office on Thursday at 5. This broke Thursday morning. I think it was Thursday. Yeah, Thursday morning. And we're like, uh-oh. And then all of a sudden, we hear from her manager, like, apologies, so sorry. She's on a plane. Her grandmother, there was maybe a medical thing with her in their family. And also this crazy scandal thing. And we are just sitting here with our fingers crossed, hoping she has not canceled the booking. In fact, I think we could maybe help her do some damage control. And anyway, what I did learn about this.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely roasts do that really well, helping out careers.
No, I think they do. I think sometimes, you know, Martha Stewart comes out of jail and then she...
That's true.
She makes jokes about it.
Yep, yep.
And I think if you own, I think it helped Charlie Sheen. I think if you make... First of all, you sit there and you're a punching bag.
Yeah.
To the worst jokes. And then you can make jokes about yourself. I think it really helps.
Right. All right. I stand corrected.
So anyway. Huh?
I stand corrected.
And then... So hopefully she'll do it. But what I did learn, and I'm not excusing it at all, but I guess this is a very common thing for influencers to have crypto, start a crypto to get a coin. I didn't know how common this was. So what happened is she got sort of assembly lined right into the new influencer factory, you know, and in addition to a podcast and everything else that's on AutoCreate, she was talked into. And we'll see how much of this is her fault, I guess, but talked into this crypto.
All right. Let's get to entertainment. We're going to jump down.
But all right. I had a couple of jokes on her.
Please. I'm sorry, Mike.
No, we wrote an acceptance speech for her and all that stuff. But anyway, some dumb joke I wrote was that she does maybe still work in a factory in Tennessee, and it's a spring factory. So no matter what she's doing, things around her go boing, boing.
The cocks, the springs, and the stock.
You don't have to spell it out.
Yeah,
things go boing.
I like it.
The Menendez brothers are getting all this attention this year, but her video almost killed her parents. Where's her special? Huh? The first line we have in her acceptance speech, which I like, I didn't write it. That was, before we get started, who am I again?
That's good.
All right, moving on.
All right, let's get to entertainment.
Yeah, here we go.
I saw Jeselnik's one-hour special, and I have to say, it's fucking good.
He's a great joke writer.
It's just the jokes are so tight, and his point of view is so dead on, his pacing, his confidence. I mean, he's a guy that just... He takes his time putting out specials. He works really hard on them, and it really shows. There's no fat whatsoever.
Maybe I could read a joke from it as you talk about that letter that was written in.
Okay, Ryan wrote in, this is for Gibbons. I went to a screening of A Complete Unknown. Gibbons was correct when he thought it looked authentic. The filmmakers took, is this the Dylan movie?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the filmmakers like, took good care. I recommend you both see it in theaters. The music resonates.
Chalamet, I just saw a clip. He made all his college football predictions. He's on that College Game Day show, like the most watched, sports show on Saturday.
Yeah,
and he just and it's going viral. He like predicted he wants to go 6-0 with his predictions.
Really?
Yeah, and Ben Stout told me he was going to a screening of it in Minnesota, Bob Dylan's home state, and Chalamet was there for the Q&A after it.
And Ben is a huge Dylan fan. Maybe the gigantic. Biggest Dylan fan I know.
Yeah. All right, here's a little Jezelnik joke. He said, a priest in his hometown molested an altar boy in the exact same church that Jezelnik grew up going to. And he's like, it's horrifying. He's like, that could have been me if I became a priest.
It's really like it's like a puzzle. I was talking to Attell last night about it. Attell also loved the special. And he's like, it's just so he's one of the best comics at hiding the turn. You know, it's like it becomes a game where you're trying to guess.
Oh, and he gives you time to guess.
Yeah.
You know, and you know his device, you know.
Yeah.
I loved, though, and I've said this last week. He ends with two great stories and make it to that, because the jokes, you know, I could see some people getting a little fatigued, especially if like it's a little harder for them to tolerate very, very dark humor that involves sex with minors and all that stuff. But make it to the last 20 minutes, I'd say, for sure.
Yes. We also, I guess we should hit on this, as our former boss has moved to England. Ellen DeGeneres is living in a multi-million-dollar farmhouse to protest Donald Trump getting elected. But she and her wife, Portia de Rossi, have been left at the mercy of raging floods, which have engulfed their new home. It's a 43-acre property in Cotswolds. It's swamped. They were marooned. The River Thames, I guess, just like broke its banks. All the roads around have been impassable. And one of the stricken resident who lives near them said, the floodwaters are rising by the hour. This is the worst I've seen in years. And I think it's called Hurricane Donald.
Well, I never thought I'd agree. I never thought I'd agree with the Republicans often say this, but I think God hates the gays. And by gays, I mean those two women. You cannot hide. You cannot hide from God.
No. And yeah. I guess Portia got soaked first, because doormats always do. It's like the first thing.
Is that the thing that happens?
It gets wet. Yeah. But that, I'll tell you what, that's some wet ass pussy.
First time in a while.
Wop.
Are we making America Florida?
Yeah, let's go down to Florida.
Here it is. Florida woman sentenced to life in prison for zipping her boyfriend in a suitcase for hours until he died, sadly. Hold on, you just moved this on me. Sarah Boone, 47, was found guilty of second-degree murder after she zipped her boyfriend, Jorge Torres, into a suitcase. Her defense team argued she suffered from battered spouse syndrome. So the couple was drinking alcohol and playing a game of hide-and-seek, which you'll do with your batterer. They thought it would be funny to hop in a suitcase as part of the game. Torres voluntarily climbed into the suitcase and she zipped it closed. She recorded herself taunting him as he asked to be let out. Then she went upstairs to sleep. Listen.
She thought it was hide and sleep.
My first reaction is, once again, a woman is overpacking the suitcase to a ridiculous, I mean, she had to sit on it to get it zipped. You know, it's going to cost an extra $70.
Yep. And by the way, hide and seek, she doesn't stand a chance in court. The jury is going to look past the battered spouse bullshit and convict the woman of killing the most fun husband in the country. Hide and seek?
Yeah, I know. Drunk hide and seek.
I mean,
how fun is that?
My wife would fucking love it if I played hide and seek with her.
Yeah.
Sometimes
especially
I call.
If you hid in Vancouver for a couple of months. She'd love that.
That's what we call sex in my house. Hide and seek.
What's that?
That's what we call sex in my house. Hide and seek.
I thought it was hide and weep. I wonder if she folded or rolled them. They say you can fit more spouses in a suitcase if you roll them. And I bet she knows that trick.
Let's make Kentucky, Florida.
Let's make Kentucky, Florida. Here it goes. I wonder if she had, you know, all those influencers who you watch them pack a bag and they're packing eight bags inside a bag. I wonder if there was a husband bag next to her makeup bag, next to her hair dryer bag and her shoe bag. All right, a Kentucky man is betting $3 million that the NFL's Philadelphia Eagles will beat the Carolina Panthers at home Sunday for an expected payout of $443,000. The money bet with cash on the Eagles, regardless of the margin, was placed on the sportsbook in Vegas Thursday. According to ESPN, the Eagles are favored by 13.5. It's the largest ever placed on the sports book. All right. I am rooting against this guy.
Okay.
Of course, because it's the Eagles.
Right. All right. That brings up a bet I'd like to make with you. You hate the Eagles.
Yes.
They are the bane of your existence. You hate Philadelphia.
I hate the Eagles fans. Maybe the football team's fine.
All right, I will bet you. I mean, their team is very exciting to watch. They've got this running back, Barkley, who's amazing. Saquon, is that his first name? I will bet you $10 that the Eagles win, and if they lose, I owe you $60. That's a good bet. Or do you want to go points? We can either do that.
No, because I'd rather go points because I think I'm just handing you $10. Obviously, significant odds are I'm just handing you $10. Where I won't be interested if the Eagles are up, by 14 points at the
half. All right, so I got the Eagles. You get the Panthers with the points, and we'll figure out what the points are day of the game. But right
day
now,
of the game.
Around
right now it's 13.5. I like that. What are we betting?
Let's bet.
I just paid you $100.
All right, you want to bet 20?
50.
Right.
I'm saying I just paid you 100.
All right, so you want to bet 50?
Golly, man. Why is the spread only 2 touchdowns? Not even. Okay, yes.
All right, $50.
Sports. Speaking of sports, we're going to sports.
Oh, you want to do it? Okay, let's do it.
Well, Aaron Rodgers. Listen, you have a story about Aaron Rodgers and all this stuff, but I wrote some jokes this week on Aaron Rodgers. I'll just read them because
know, Aaron Rodgers is now, he comes over to the Jets. They pay fucking hundreds of millions of dollars. He immediately gets injured, misses the first season, comes back, and they now have won two games in the entire year. And this is with them bringing in who's the wide receiver that he loves?
I've stopped following entirely. But also he had Wilson, who's just amazing.
Yeah.
Rookie or second year. All right, here are the dumb jokes. Do you know how bad you have to be one of the worst things that's happened to the Jets? Despite 9/11, these are more Jets jokes, really. Despite 9/11, when New Yorkers hear Jets and tragedy, they only think of football. He's anti-mask. How does he not want to constantly hide his face? Wait, I've lost the Zoom connection here. There you are. No wonder he thinks autism is on the rise. Have you ever been to a Jets game? He accused Jimmy Kimmel of being a pedophile. Meanwhile, he's the old man playing ball with kids half his age. Rodgers would be a disgrace to his family if he had one.
Shit, that one hit hard.
No look passes. Try looking, you dumb fuck. You need to now. He thinks, wait, this one's cut off here. He thinks the government was in on a school shooting, and you expect him to read a cover three defense? He doesn't know how to read. Ayahuasca, that's a lame. Ayahuasca is an old Peruvian word meaning pick six. There we go.
All right. Let's take it down to this day in history.
I got him. I got to find it. Here we go. All right. Give or take a half a year.
Okay.
That means you have to get it exactly. John Lennon sadly was shot on this day in what year?
Was I in high school still? Bob, I know Bob Marley died. I was in high school. I'm going to say 84.
Oh, I should have given you a year at least. 1980.
Oh, yeah. I know I was in high school.
I remember my mom woke me up. It was a Tuesday morning because famously Monday Night Football is the one that announced it. And she's like, some sicko. She was crying. And she's like, some sicko killed John Lennon. It was crazy.
Yeah, I remember these kids in my school that were actually like really good musicians, and they had a little band freshman year, and they came out, and they we used to have a morning meeting, and people would get up and give speeches about their sports team or their club or whatever, and they got up and they sang Imagine together, and
oh wow,
the place was broken up. Yeah.
Okay. Give or take, wait, let me make sure I'm reading the right date here. Was it when it premiered? Yes, world premiere. Give or take, 2 years. I'm giving you a 5-year window. The Deer Hunter had its world premiere on this day in what year?
79.
Oh, you're good, man. 78.
Nice.
All right.
It was such a 70s movie.
Diego Rivera, whose bold, large-scale murals stimulated a revival of fresco painting in Latin America. He was born in Mexico. On this day, in what year, give or take 20 years?
1937.
1886.
What?
Yes.
No shit. Wow. Just saw one of his paintings at LACMA.
Give or take 5 years, Lech Walesa was elected president of Poland. He led the Solidarity movement, first independent trade union. He received the Nobel Prize for Peace as well before the election.
1987.
Oh, I think you got it. 1990.
Nice.
Very good. Let me try to find one more for you. We're going down the list to other days, so it's this week, really. Oh, I knew I had this one for you. I saw it earlier. The animated special, A Charlie Brown Christmas, had its first aired on American television and instantly became a holiday classic. Give or take 3 years.
Oh,
what
come
year?
On. 3 years.
Well, you're good at thinking out loud. How would you think out loud about
well,
this
Well, I
one?
Went to Santa Rosa, California, and I went to the Charles Schulz
That's
Museum.
That's not how I would think about this, but go ahead.
And Charles Schulz had a skating rink built next to his office because he liked to skate at lunch. And it was fairly modern. So
in
he
Santa
was,
Rosa, California?
Santa Rosa, California. And it was fairly modern. And he was still drawing, I would say, in the 80s, which means he was probably born in 1920. I'm going to say 1948.
1948, Greg.
No.
No, hold on.
No.
Is your guess on when the Peanuts, Charlie Brown Christmas first aired on CBS?
All right, I'm going to say 68.
It's 1965. You don't win that one. I'm
Come
sorry.
Come on, I get to change.
Why wouldn't you say
I
it's basically
say
been on my
answer.
Whole life?
Yeah.
All right. I think we're done with this day in history. That
All right,
was
good. Let's get it down to letters to the editor.
Here we go. Letters to the editor.
Okay, this is Susie, who is reporting from Michigan, and says, we were wondering about the inserted ads. By the way, we tried a company, and we're still using them, who insert ads, they call it dynamically, which means they're pre-recorded. People are not huge fans of it, but I hope you'll understand the fucking ad market for podcasts is changing very quickly, and we are taking a beating. So we're looking for alternative ways of funding the show because it's pretty expensive to get it edited and all that. So anyway, people complained about the volume, and hopefully that will change this week. The volume was too high, and Midcoast Media is working to fix that, the volume on the ads. And also, we're no longer inserting them in the middle of the show. They'll just be before and after the show. But we asked what kind of ads were coming in, and Susie says, mattress store? Okay, fair enough. Hock to a
All
girl.
Right. That's probably because our podcast puts people to sleep.
No, because people wondering. Get laid. They fuck during this podcast.
Oh.
And she said erectile dysfunction medication.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. All right. So Rick said universities with states are land grant and agricultural schools. They are generally regarded as less prestigious than the other state college.
Ah.
Sky Panapak said, you were mentioning sports fathers and sons playing together. I submit Mr. Hockey, Gordie Howe, and his sons Mark and Marty.
Yeah. Okay.
And then finally, longtime listener and supporter at times, I was deeply offended at the styrofoam coolers joke. I believe it was in response to AIDS. Yes, I know Haiti has much bigger problems than a stupid joke. I'm going to take a short break from the show. I wish you all well. If you mention this in the podcast, please do not use my real name. Signed, well, Robert Rodriguez. No, I didn't.
Good riddance, Sarah.
I don't even remember the joke, to be perfectly honest, but if it's an AIDS joke and...
It was you, but almost all letters
are
about you.
What do you mean? Stop that.
You said that's what their biggest import will be now, because their biggest... export is going to be organs from people with AIDS. You basically called the island an AIDS-ridden island. Now, I'm wondering what this person is offended.
No, the story was that you could now use organs from people that have AIDS. If you'll remember, the only exclusion.
Hold on, Greg. Hold on. Dennis Gubbins just gave me a ring. We're recording the podcast, Jabin. Are you pre-gaming already for the Oregon game?
I am on my new electric beach cruiser, and it's maybe the prettiest day that's been on record in the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, there's a record of the last 2 or 3 weeks. Okay.
It's top three days of the last 2 or 3 weeks. Just calling to see what you're doing. Are you recording this?
I'm recording this phone call. When you think of Dennis, when you think of Haiti, what's the first thing that comes to mind? You'd have to go with what?
Lovey.
You see, he's an improv master. He took Haiti like it was H-A-T-E-Y.
That was good. Ask him if you go back to the 90s, what are the
right.
things
but
that
But the
pop-
island, Haiti, you don't have anything that comes to mind?
No, it's like, earthquakes, uprisings.
You meant AIDS, but okay.
Well, I was going to say, what are the three reasons you could not donate blood in the 90s? Homosexuality and being from Haiti and being an IV drug user.
He's defending his anti-AIDS stance. So, all right, I'll talk to you later, Dan. Good luck tonight. All right, bye. There we go.
Great call.
No, I mean, the famous SNL commercial parody was the Good Idea Jeans, and the guy it went like viral, if that was a word yet, but everyone talked about it, which was so I didn't use a condom because I figure, when am I going to be back in Haiti?
Right.
Yeah.
Let's get to obituaries, speaking of people dying of AIDS.
The obits, here we go.
And that's all, folks.
Well, here's the good news. I couldn't really find anyone. I mean, I don't know. People are holding on. Maybe they want to make it to the next year or whatever.
Yay.
But this is what I did find. I did find that Chuck Norris's mom died.
She killed her?
Chuck Norris is 84 and his mom was 103.
Damn.
Yeah, young mom. I didn't even put the math together. But cause of death was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar beat the shit out of her. In the Colosseum in Rome.
Look at you, Mike. You see, when Mike's working on these TV shows, he's got hard, quick one-liners. We love it. The audience loves it.
All right, let's cheer up after that horrible news about 104-year-old Miss Norris. All right, what do we got?
All right, so last week's caption, as you know, we do a comic caption every week. It's a contest where you win a koozie if we choose you as the best joke. So last week we gave you a caption. And by the way, send these in to fitzdogradio@gmail.com. We ask that you send your joke with your name directly under it. It really helps us out a lot. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So last week's caption... It is an alley. In the background, you see it says Easter Bunny Here Today banner in front of a store. And now we see the Easter Bunny guy in a costume with the head off. He's an African-American gentleman smoking a cigarette.
And you think he's African-American?
He is darker skinned.
He's the same skin. Do you think that's an African-American woman?
No, but look at the hair. It's the Afro-ish.
It's same color skin is my point. Anyway, go on.
So the mother is holding...
I would have written black jokes. Go ahead.
The woman is holding out to her little boy who's on his knees with his mouth open looking at the sky. He looks very perturbed and upset. So, and this was done by Jason Love, by the way, was the artist. Harvey Booth said, you
caught
a fight...
I have not looked below. You said you were going to... Can I say what you told me before this?
Yes, we're going to... People asked us to start writing in our jokes for the caption and so put our money where our mouth is. So I inserted my... Since I collate all these and edit all these, yeah. Mike has no idea, but I put one joke in that I wrote. And at the end, he's going to have to pick which one he thinks I wrote. And then he's going to give us his caption that he wrote.
All right, hold on. So my question is, I have not looked below, but you have. I do see the first one. Did you put a fake name on it?
I put a fake name.
Ah, good. Okay. I wrote one when I saw it last week. It's just the first one that came to mind, which means it will not be the best joke because you're supposed to reject the first impulses. I did not.
Okay. Harvey Booth says, you caught a feisty one this time. Hang on to him till I finish this joint. We'll have a Netflix series by April.
Dark.
That's one of those ones that's dark, but again, too many beats.
It's probably yours. You're trying to throw me off the trail.
Jeff Brewer said, I knew the Easter Bunny was... I knew the Easter Bunny eggs were colored, but not the bunny.
Wow. That might be you because of this black issue, but go ahead.
Tim Dilly, who I think is coming to see me tonight in San Francisco,
said, nice.
You're right, my little Michael. He doesn't smoke the same cigarettes as me. Little
okay.
Mick Jagger.
All right,
reference.
Tim. Yeah.
Brian Daugherty said, if you think this is bad, you should see what the Tooth Fairy does when kids aren't around.
Okay.
Bad reading on that. Bad reading.
I don't know what the Tooth Fairy would do. Okay.
Flesh Try says, so it's Jesus that lays the eggs?
You skipped down. Got it.
Ron Dvorak said, why am I showing you this? Because you didn't clean your room, fuckface. Jim Guglielmo said, no, it's Bill Cosby.
Oh, all right. Interesting. Okay.
Frank Tantillo said, you're disappointed. He's my gynecologist.
I wish we had seen something leading us to think why he'd be a bad gynecologist. Okay.
Kenny said, Mom, I've already sat on our priest's lap in the rectory.
Oh, boy. Okay.
It's a little weird that priests live in a place called rectory.
Yeah.
Nathan Brown said, I wanted a chocolate bunny, not a brother in a rabbit suit.
I guess he's black, man. Too many are referencing it.
Brian Walker said, P. Diddy is not as nice as you said. Another black one.
Yeah.
Kelly Holmes finally said, first Santa and now the Easter Bunny. Is the Tooth Fairy your special friend too?
Ah, interesting. All right, so first That's kind of nice.
First you'll guess mine, and then you will guess, then we will pick our, then you'll tell yours, then we'll pick a winner.
I think yours is, no, it's Bill Cosby.
Nope.
Oh, my second guess was, P. Diddy?
No, mine was, I knew the Easter eggs were colored, but not the bunny.
Ah, got it.
Solid joke.
Mine's very lame compared to all this racial humor.
All right.
Mine was just, no, I don't want to go to dad's this weekend. But I didn't see him as black. Also, he's the same color as the kid.
Yeah. Well, the kid's got the afro, too. I think the mom's white. The son is slightly lighter skinned than the dad.
She should have a bigger butt then if your story is holding any water.
All right. Who do you like for the winner this week?
Not mine.
Ironically, I think I lost because of my bad reading of my own joke.
I thought that was that calculated. I think the Tooth Fairy. I think Kelly Holmes maybe.
Okay,
I like that one.
Kelly Holmes. Okay.
You got to remind me. I don't know who wins. Sorry, got your koozies.
So, Kelly Holmes, congratulations. You have won a koozie just in time for the winter. Keep your beer cold in the
cold. It keeps the hot side hot also.
How do it know?
It does. It keeps it hot. Are you kidding me? Here we go. Funnies. Oh, wait. We have another caption?
Oh, yeah, the caption for next week is...
I guess we're in the funny section.
Also from Jason Love, who is nice enough. He's a cartoonist who I'm actually friends with. He's also a comedian. And he has a picture this week of a clown.
A black clown.
He's a white clown. He's staring at the camera, over his shoulder at the camera, and he's standing against the back of a car.
Hold on, Greg. Why do you say he's looking at the camera?
Well, he's looking... at us.
Right. Okay. Right. But there's no camera. Like,
well, he's
not
looking
like,
at us. I'm sorry, I'm in show business. So
no, but a camera would be like security caught him.
Right. All right. So he's looking at us.
Yeah.
And he is standing behind a car, like a sedan, and he's got his hands on the trunk, and it has those little lines that make it look like maybe he just shut the trunk.
Yeah, there's some action there, yeah.
There's a couple of tents in the background, I guess.
Well, we shouldn't say that. It could look like it looks like he's almost humping the car also, right?
Could look like he's humping the car as well. His crotch is right against the back of the car.
His hands have definitely moved.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Hager comes in the door. He's got a big box in his hand. He says, Newt's daughter eloped just an hour before the wedding. And Helga says, so you took back the wedding gift? And the final frame, there's a cake on the table. And he goes, nope. And he's got a knife out. He stole the cake.
I like it.
I just was wondering on the interpretation of, in medieval days, what eloping means. Does that mean he took her? He clearly took her. He abducted her and brought her somewhere else.
That's elope?
I think so.
Or is it kidnap, right?
Yeah, it's more of a kidnapping situation. Leroy Lockhorn is sitting on a chair talking to his wife.
Abduction.
And he says to Loretta, I don't want to argue, Loretta. Can I just check the I agree box?
Yeah, we've all been there, man.
And then they're eating dinner, and he looks at her, and he goes, didn't the recipe call for flavor?
They have better ones than that.
This one might be a little bit better. They're at a party, and Loretta's talking to her friend, and Leroy's in the background dancing with a hot chick, dancing like a lunatic. Mm. And she goes, there's the man who an hour ago was too tired to help with the dishes.
Yeah. Sorry. We've all been there, too, with the lazy husband.
Yep.
All right. Here we are with Dilbert. So this says number 5. So this one's a little easier because, as I've said before, I don't know if they're counting up to 10, because that's what we're doing, with 10 being the best, or I've already read the best, which you wouldn't know it, and I'm counting down to 10. But this is number 5, squarely in the middle. 3 frames. The guy with the smack your bitch up hair is at the head of the table, conference table, and then Dilbert's in the middle, and then a little guy with glasses, bald guy, is there too. And the little bald guy says, this week I did equal amounts of work and anti-work. And then he says, for every unit of work I did, I generated an equal amount of unnecessary work for coworkers. I figure I broke even. And they're there at the table. And now the smack your bitch guy, this is the 3rd frame, says, Wally, come see me after the staff meeting. And now little Wally, I've learned that's his name, the bald guy goes, oh, great. You're driving me into negative territory. Boy, these are... Okay, here's the deal. Like,
oh, wow.
After the British office, and this was written after the British office, I think. After the British office, how can you do office jokes like this? You can't.
Well, this was written on January 13th.
Or anything funny.
The date of this comic is 1997. The British office was probably after that.
All right, maybe it was after. Okay, then it's genius. I take it back. It's genius.
They stole everything from Dilbert.
Oh, my God.
All right, now
nice
Dagwood.
Math joke.
Dagwood's sitting on the chair again, hands in pockets on a chair.
With 2001, his, British office.
With Blondie with his back. She's got her back to him. And then she goes, dear, do you ever get jealous? And he goes, sometimes. He goes, just the other day, Lou served a way bigger roast beef sandwich to the guy next to me. She goes, that wasn't exactly what I was talking about, sweetheart. Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, man.
Have you ever been jealous? Does he get jealous? He should be jealous of every man that comes within 12 feet. Can you imagine the perfume she wears? You probably get hit. It's probably lilacs and vaginal fluid. And,
oh.
And I'm just saying, like, this guy has a reason to be jealous. He is less than every single man that comes near, and he should know that every single man wants a piece of her.
I also think it's pretty threatening, actually. Like, what's on her mind?
Right. I think Herb, maybe something's happened with Herb.
Well, I mean, she has to have a bedside drawer full of hardware at this point.
Oh, yeah. It's Crazy Eddie in her bedside table. It's an electronic
store.
The
neighborhood's lights are dimming. I think the stoplight goes out once in a while, and he's just snoring through it.
Yeah, she's got cancer of the colon from sticking that plastic up her ass every night.
Wait, that's what happens?
Yeah, it leaches.
Oh, because it's so hot.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Don't forget, folks, if you'd like to support the show, we want you to encourage you to go to fabric.com/papers and get yourself some term life insurance. Also, Game Time app, and put in code papers for $20 off your first purchase. Also, don't forget Cleveland Hilarities this weekend. Mike, anything you want to promote?
Oh, boy. The British office. It's almost 25 years old.
Wow. And don't forget, the T-shirts are available. Go to fitzdog.com.
Yeah.
Pick yourself up a T-shirt for the holidays. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.
Take it easy.
All
right.
Sunday papers. Papers. Sunday. Papers.
Drake Fitzsimmons. Drake Fitzsimmons.
Mike Gibbons. Mike Gibbons. Sunday papers. Sunday. Papers.
Drake.
Mike. Sunday papers.
Experience. experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.